10. The world around us. Listening. 1. Listen to the tape and fill in the correct information in the spaces below. 1.
Walk along the streets of any major city, and you will see that the air you breathe is not very fresh. Air pollution is a serious problem in many of the world's big cities. It is caused by cars and factories. We also pollute the air when we burn oil or coal for energy and heat.
2. Oh my, look at this. Dead fish everywhere. What happened? We used to be able to drink the water in our rivers and lakes, but today, many rivers and lakes have been so polluted that the water is useless. Factories and drainage are polluting the water, and we're not taking good care of our water. We use too much water and we waste water. What is more, we pollute water. 3.
This beautiful mountain is one of the most popular places for people to visit during holidays and festivals. Thousands of people come here to hike in the mountains, forests, and valleys. Unfortunately, the tourists leave a lot of rubbish behind. Plastic bags, soda bottles, and other things are thrown everywhere. Many tourists also pick flowers and damage the trees, and the many hotels and restaurants being built are having a negative effect on the environment too.
Workbook. Unit 10. Listening.
Charles Darwin's famous theory of evolution tells us about survival of the fittest. Survival of the fittest means that strong animals survive and weak animals die out. Today, many people are worried about endangered species. But isn't it just normal for some animals to die out? The situation today is different from that of the past. In the past, animals died out over a long period of time. When animals died out in the past, it was usually because of changes in the weather or other natural causes. What is happening today is totally different. We are killing millions of species in a short time. The result is that we are killing our future, because so many species are being killed in such a short time that even the fittest can't survive. In fact, there won't be enough species to choose from. Without enough animals and plants, evolution cannot function, and nature will get worse instead of better. Many of the species that are disappearing are unknown, and few people even know that they are dying out. These animals and plants have been here long before us, and we have no right to kill them. We may also need these species in the future. We must try to keep the endangered species alive. If we allow these species to die out, we are in fact becoming endangered ourselves.